Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hello, I am Tortoise Managing Director and Portfolio Manager Rob Thummel with this week's Tortoise Quick Take Podcast, highlighting the top energy events of last week. Let's take a quick look at performance across the energy sector last week. The energy sector, as represented by the S&P 500 Energy Select Sector Index, fell by 1%, while MLPs, as represented by the Tortoise MLP Index, declined by 1.4%. We are near the end of the second quarter earnings season. Once again, cash paid to investors in the form of dividends or distributions by energy infrastructure companies increased by an average of 1.6% over the prior quarter. The Tortoise MLP index yield is 7.4% as of August 4, 2017. And in our opinion, this absolute yield looks compelling when compared to the absolute yield of REITs at 4% and utilities at 3%. Now, speaking of the earnings season, I'm not sure who had a worse week last week, Anthony Scaramucci or the management teams of Permian Basin oil producers. Last week, the aggregate market cap of pure-play Permian producers fell by approximately $9 billion as stock prices declined by an average of 10% in 1 week. Why such a dramatic decline? Two reasons. First, Pioneer Natural Resources, one of the largest acreage holders and leading operators in the Permian, unexpectedly announced a change to its well design. The change will result in higher drilling costs, partially due to a longer time it will take for Pioneer to drill each well. This announcement was a complete shock to the market, creating some uncertainty about future Permian development. The second cause for concern related to the percentage mix of oil, natural gas, and natural gas liquids from each barrel produced in the Permian. Last week, when reporting second quarter results, many Permian producers reported a lower than expected percentage of oil for each well drilled. This surprised investors as the trend had been toward a higher percentage of oil in each barrel produced. We believe this concern is a bit overblown, and here's why. For example, prior to last week, the total daily production of a well in the Permian might be 1,000 barrels per day. This includes production of natural gas, crude oil, and natural gas liquids. 65% or 650 barrels of total production would come from oil. So 35% of total production would come from natural gas or natural gas liquids. Last week, many Permian producers raised their forecasted production of natural gas and natural gas liquids. However, they did not lower crude oil production estimates. Instead, in my example, the forecast now for a Permian well was adjusted higher to produce 1,100 barrels of crude oil, natural gas, and natural gas liquids. Crude oil production isn't expected to decline as it remains at 650 barrels, but the percentage of oil compared to total production declines from 65% to 59%. This change in oil as a percentage of total production resulted in a significant sell-off in Permian producers. So let's address a few questions regarding these issues. Will the Permian remain a key oil supply basin? Yes, 50% of the U.S. oil rig count is operating in the Permian today. We believe the Permian has been and will be the dominant U.S. shale oil basin. The world's largest energy company, ExxonMobil, stated on their conference call that their Permian assets rank among the top-tier investment returns in Exxon's global portfolio. Do the reported results mean that the Permian is expected to produce less oil? No. The Permian is on pace to grow oil production by over 500,000 barrels per day in 2017. The Energy Information Administration forecasts 2018 production to grow by 600,000 barrels per day, with the largest contribution of growth coming from the Permian. Longer term, the Permian remains the lowest cost oil basin in the U.S. Additionally, the Permian can produce oil at a lower cost than some OPEC countries. So we believe that the Permian is essential to the global energy transformation that is underway. Looking forward, the Permian will be one of the low-cost suppliers of crude oil to the rest of the world. At Tortoise, we still have strong conviction in the power of the Permian. What we do expect is higher absolute volumes of oil, natural gas, and natural gas liquids from each Permian well, which means additional energy infrastructure is even more essential to gather, process, and transport the higher volumes. Switching gears slightly, have you seen oil prices lately? WTI hit $50 briefly last week. Since June 30th, crude oil prices have risen by 7%, closing last Friday at $49.50. The fundamentals supporting crude oil prices continue to improve. Since the end of March, U.S. crude oil inventories have declined by over 50 million barrels. And in addition, demand is back. Not a lot of people are talking about it, but last week the EIA reported a record high gasoline demand. Falling supply and rising demand should continue to support higher crude oil prices. Now we need the stock prices of energy stocks and MLPs to catch up with the crude oil price movements. Lastly, in regulatory news, the Senate confirmed the nomination of two new FERC commissioners last week. Now the commission has a working quorum and can address the backlog of over 500 orders. This news is especially welcomed by many natural gas pipeline operators in the Northeast that are awaiting FERC approval. Those are the highlights from last week. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseinvest.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.